Hey there. How are you and how have you been? This is Anita of WIN International Ministries. Evangelist Wendy Evans asked that I take some time today to talk to you about what to do if you feel stuck in life and if you feel like your life not turning out for you the way you might have wanted it to. I think the reason Evangelist Wendy Evans asked that I speak to you on this topic is because I am a recurring student in the school of life when it comes to feeling stuck and feeling like life did not turn out the way that I had wanted it to. You see, when I was a little girl, I had all of these great ideas, all of these great dreams of who I would be, what I would do, where I would go and who I would become. I had figured out what kind of man I would marry, how many kids I would have, where I would live and what my career life would look like. I made it my life's mission to take steps every day to make my dreams come true of having the perfect storybook life that I had pictured and the storybook life that I had decided that I would have. I begin to notice that every time I tried to take steps towards creating my perfect storybook life, I kept meeting resistance. I met roadblocks. I met and became best friends with disappointment, doubt, depression, and despair. Has this happened to you? Did you decide who you wanted to be and what you would do with your life only to have your whole life rearranged? Changed, or altered beyond your recognition of what you had wanted it to be? On your way to becoming who you had wanted to be, did you get stuck in the ditch of despair or move to something that you did not ask for or something that you did not want? If you have had your whole life rearranged, altered, moved, or interrupted constantly, trust me, I understand how you feel. If you can relate to this message, I get you. I understand you. I know how you feel because I have been there more times than I care to admit. I know how it feels to have dreams, hopes, plans, and ambitions, only to have them all dashed, changed, moved, or cancelled. Because I too have been trapped in the travesties of life, which can oftentimes seem like a repetitive loop that is linked to a chain of failure, I have had to go down very low, so that I may learn God's statutes, discover God's ways, and become familiar with the heart, nature, and mind of God. See, what I have learned is that it is not our fault for the way that we think. It is not our fault for having the desires that we have. It is not our fault for making our own plans, and the reason it is not our faults is because the world teaches us all to be selfish. The world teaches us to care only about ourselves. The world teaches us to create our own plans, and the world teaches us to want worldly things. What Evangelist Wendy Evans helped me learn is that although we are in this world, when we accept God as our Heavenly Father, then we are not of this world.